Christmas is a math-centric holiday, from the solstice to the complexities of singing the 12 days of Christmas. By the way, is that 6 or 7 geese a-laying? To Santa Claus counting who's naughty and nice this time of year is all about crunching the numbers. Luckily, our math guy can help guide us. Keith Devlin joins us from his esteemed Stanford University studios. Keith, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Season's greetings to you.
And also to you. For something very serious, I understand that journalists have been misusing statistics supplied by mathematicians and have created what amounts to a great urban myth about this time of year.
Oh, you're probably thinking of the myth that the suicide rate jumps up at Christmas time. A lot of people seem to think that. It's completely false. There's actually been a meta-study carried out by some statisticians at Syracuse University in New York. They looked at 32 different studies over a 50-year period, and all of those studies showed that suicides actually drop over Christmas. In fact, they drop by as much as 40%.
Do you have any idea how people have made that mistake for so long?
Well, you know, statisticians can't answer that one, but I've got a shrewd suspicion that the culprit is that movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Christmas Eve, and George Bailey's looking over the bridge, about to throw himself off into the watery depths. That scene, I think, is embedded in our cultural psyches. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that may well be the origins of this belief, this myth.
Let me ask you about something a good deal more trivial, but important nevertheless. I gather there's a mathematical reason that when you store Christmas lights from one season to the next, they get tangled.
There is indeed, and this is fairly recent work. I should give credit to my fellow physicists, because this is a combined work of mathematicians and physicists. Mm-hmm. What mathematics did, and mathematics did this over 100 years ago, was provide mathematical means for describing how complex knots are. It's a branch of mathematics called knot theory. And there's a thing called the Jones polynomial, which is a very precise algebraic expression that tells you how complicated a knot is. Fast forward from the 19th century now onto just a few months ago, a couple of physicists got some boxes and mm-hmm. they put them in a mechanical shaking machine, and they put lengths of string in those machines and they shook them up for different lengths of times. Then when it finished, they looked at the way the string had been knotted when they took it out, and in roughly half of the times they put string in a box and shook it, it came out knotted. Then they wrote a computer program to simulate what they'd observed. And that program gave them tremendous insight into how Christmas tree lights or iPod earphone cords and all these other kind of things, how they get tangled up. What we know now is that roughly half of the times when a knot forms, it begins to form within the first 2 or 3 seconds of shaking. So even if you're only taking that Christmas tree box up the stairs into the attic, the chances are high that you're going to tangle it up.
Let me ask you this finally. People around the world love and revere Santa Claus. But mm-hmm. we must note in these energy-conscious times, this is a man who flies around the globe, and there has to be some concern for the carbon emissions that he is emitting, the carbon footprint that Santa Claus is leaving while acquitting his duties.
I thought you might ask me this, Scott, so I did some calculations last night, and here's what we've got. If you just restrict to all of those homes in the world that are part of a cultural tradition where Santa exists, you find you've got about 108 million homes. If we assume that 108 million homes are evenly distributed around the Earth, that means the average distance between houses is about 3/4 of a mile. So he's going to travel 75 million miles. That means he's moving at 650 miles a second, which is around 3,000 times the speed of sound. OK, now let's figure the weight that he's carrying. If each child is going to get presents that weigh 2 pounds, let's say, that means his sleigh is going to carry 321,300 tons. That creates much more air resistance than the space shuttle gets when it's re-entering the atmosphere. So this thing is going to heat up big time. In fact, the lead pair of reindeer, I calculated, are going to absorb 14.3 quintillion joules of energy a second. That means that the first pair are going to spontaneously vaporise, and then the next pair behind them are going to burst into flames one after the other. And the amount of carbon dioxide that's going to get, Al Gore would have a fit if he could see what's going on when Santa's flying around the globe with his presents. My guess is that Santa has a special magical way of doing it, and he doesn't have to put up with the regular laws of physics like the rest of us do.
Our merry math guy, Keith Devlin, at Stanford University. Thank you, Keith.
Okay, that's a pleasure.